Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
I wonder what I should make for the family reunion brunch this weekend.
Sausage.
Oh, and Johnny wants homemade pizza for his birthday party.
Sausage.
And I gotta figure out something for dinner tonight.
Sausage.
Oh, I know. I'll use my blue and gold sausage. It's so versatile and everybody loves the flavor.
Tasty sausage to the rescue again. Visit blueandgoldsausage.com to see who's selling it in your area. Giving never tasted so good.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's kick things off with a look at our livestock futures. And, wow, ended up with a nice day yesterday. In fact, a couple months with limit highs yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. As we saw, the cattle complex have some limit up trade, and most close near limit up. The live cattle will see expanded limits today because we did have two contracts that did close limit up. Only one feeder cattle contract did close limit up yesterday. Now, news-wise, very quiet for the cattle, as technical buying is what supported that big move to the upside. And we did see the box beef down $2.28 yesterday. Select boxes down $1.06. Total movement of 128 loads. Cattle kill estimated 111,000. Head to cash feeder index down $1.44. And we was hearing yesterday rumblings of 128 bids in our feed yards in the south, much lower than what we saw last week. Most of the trade taking place at 134. Today's cattle on feed report, average trade estimates on feed, 98.9% of a year ago, placements 94.7%, marketing's 101.8% of a year ago. Also expecting the cold storage report to show large pork and beef stocks. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle were up to $3 limit, March feeders up to $4.50 limit, and April lean hogs up $1.95.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's the Messner Ranch 55th annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com. Well, Tom, when we looked at these grain futures here this morning, it was almost the exact opposite of the day before. Yesterday, the wheat and soybeans finished higher with the corn finishing lower.
That's right, and I tell you what, there was no news out there, Dave, to really sway these markets. As wheat, corn, and soybeans all saw early session highs and then backed off of them with only, as Dave said, the corn closing negative. The only real news yesterday, Egypt made their first purchase for 2016 in the wheat market, buying 235,000 metric tons of wheat. All of it came from a combination of Russia, Romania, and France. U.S. wheat once again left out of the mix. Now, this morning we're seeing something interesting is crude oil is having a big move to the upside. It is almost back to the highs of the week after making new contract lows back on Wednesday. At the moment, our March KC wheat's a half a penny higher. March corn's up 2 cents. March soybeans trading 5.5 cents higher. March cotton's up 53 points. The March crude oil is $1.50 higher, trading at 31.03 right now. The March dollar index, 32 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures up 210 points.
Now, Tom, if folks wanted more information, how can they get it from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Certainly appreciate your time here today. You have a great weekend, and we'll check in with you again on Monday. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.